WildTalkRadio.com.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
Oh, yes!
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
It's just a matter of what the Rock is cooking.
And Lindsay Ward.
Rest in peace.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for ya!
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
This is Monday Night Raw!
It's Monday night, and you know what that means. It's time for another edition of the Raw Post Show live here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. WildTalkRadio.com, Twitch.tv/StreamGLive. If you have Amazon Prime, you can link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Game. You can support the channel by simply clicking that purple rectangular button below the screen. You can use Kurt Code Rocket Socket 499 Item Shop, or even Lindsay Ward, because we are hashtag epic partners when you buy your Fortnite Battle Passes and all your fancy skins, because it's the holiday season. They're going to have many a skin, I say. I'm Sir Rock, and that's Lindsay Ward.
We are officially on the road to the holidays. We're setting things up. We're getting ready to go as things progress in the WWEs.
And as people watch Monday Night Football, can Tom Brady do another epic, amazing Tom Brady comeback? We'll have to find out and wait and see, because he's down six with 40 seconds to go. Anyway, Monday Night Raw opened up with the Bloodline. We saw footage of Solo Sikoa attacking Elias in the parking lot, which led to the Bloodline announcing that the tag team title match that was going to happen tonight was off. However, Matt Riddle had other plans as he came out, and, you know, basically said what they did to Elias wasn't very Usy. Sammy then called himself a Usologist and said Solo Sikoa, what he did to Elias was Usy. What Usos being the longest reigning tag team champions in history is Usy. Riddle coming out and saying he has a chance to beat the Bloodline was not very Usy. Zayn told Riddle that unless he wants to suffer the same fate as Elias, he should turn around and go home. But Riddle said he found a partner. They're not really bros, but they both hate the Bloodline. The partner was Kevin Owens, and the look on Sammy's face was, oh,
yeah. Once again, a quality sell by one Sami Zayn.
It was a quality sell by one Sami Zayn. And oh my god, Tom Brady almost had his comeback when there was a flag on the play.
How dare they?
How dare they hold? Anyway, it was the Usos versus Riddle and Kevin Owens for the Undisputed WWE Tag Team titles. It was the Usos coming out on top. After the match, Usos and Zayn attacked Matt Riddle. Owens ran him off with chairs until Solo Sikoa then jumped Riddle, and they laid out Matt Riddle. He had to be stretchered out of the building.
This was a nice little thing that they did here. I thoroughly enjoyed this. I liked the setup. I liked the whole thing. I thought it was very well done. Very good on their part.
Mm-hmm. It was also announced that Drew McIntyre will not be able to make his scheduled title match on SmackDown, which will be now Sheamus and Butch taking on the Usos for the Undisputed Tag Team Championships.
Interesting.
Yeah, Drew tweeted out that he was medically uncleared, So we'll see what happens. So there's a poker game going on the show. It was a JBL Poker Invitational. You had Gallows, Anderson, Gable, Otis, Corbin, Mia Yim, Otis, all around there. Tozawa, Dominic, Shelton, Dana, and Tamina. Dexter and Johnny showed up. JBL's like, you guys can't be here. This is an invitational, and you don't have the money. You just signed the contract. And they dumped the bag full of money, Mrs. Money, on the table, and they were allowed to play in the game. Which were featured in multiple segments throughout the show, which set up Dominic versus Tozawa, which Dominic got the win in that matchup, which was fine. Corbin accused Loomis of cheating at one point. He pulled out an axe, because, you know, that's what you do. But Dominic and Tozawa was fine as a match.
I thought it was good. I thought it was very entertaining. I mean, this wasn't meant to be anything more than that, than to make Dominic look good, which I feel like it did.
It did. JBL, they wrapped up the game, and at some point in the evening, and Dexter walked out with all the money.
And Candace had a holy shit moment.
So they were interviewing Candace, and they were talking to her about returning to Raw and having to face Io next week, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she's talked about she's a mother now, she has a lot of things to fight for. Then Dexter and Johnny showed up, and as you mentioned, they showed up with the bag of money, and she went, what the? And Johnny put his hands over the face and was like, you know what she was trying to do. She was trying to say,
what the bleep?
And Tom Brady ties up the game. So they quickly, you know, left for the evening as a family. You know, Johnny, Dexter, and Candace, the family.
You know, mom, dad, and the son-in-law.
Just the son-in-law, just waiting for, you know, the daughter to eventually show up.
Which she better show up. That's all I'm going to say.
Tampa hit the game-winning extra point, but there's a flag on the play.
Of course there is.
Because, you know, there's a flag in every single play. Based on the poker game as well, we had the OC, AJ Styles, Luke Gallows, Carl Anderson taking on Gable, Otis, and Corbin. Good match between all involved, with the OC getting the win.
I thought this was excellent. I mean, you would expect nothing less from the individuals involved with this.
It's not Six Flags, not an amusement park. Anyway, Tampa has taken the lead, just for those wondering. So Seth Rollins came out. He had breaking news. He would be fighting Bobby Lashley next week for a shot at the United States Championship. And he had all these things to say to Bobby Lashley, and it's unfair to say without him being, you know, in the ring. So the crowd was singing Rollins a song, and Lashley came to the ring. Lashley asked Rollins, what do you want to tell him? And told him to be careful. Rollins says Lashley hasn't been the same since he lost to Brock at Crown Jewel, so there's no shame in losing to Brock. We've all been there. Rollins asks Lashley what his obsession is with Lesnar, and questioned whether Lashley is afraid of Brock. Lashley said he knew that Rollins is just trying to get under his skin, and Rollins said that if Lashley isn't scared, he must be jealous of Lesnar because he's a bigger star and has won more championships and done everything, you know, had the career that Bobby wished he had. Lashley then said it wasn't about Lesnar. It was about him and Rollins next week for the U.S. title shot. Rollins said Lashley needs to get his head right when it comes to his frustrations over not able to beat Brock, or it'll be easier to beat him next week. This is where Lashley attacked Rollins. They start fighting. Producers and referees get involved. And a producer named Pete E. Williams got speared instead of Rollins.
Poor Petey.
But Petey Williams acknowledged on WWE TV.
Go Petey.
Byron was then backstage. He was asked about the brawl, or asked the theory about the brawl. He said that both men are oblivious to how the business moved on for both of them. He said forever is just the beginning. This brought up Mustafa Ali. He said he's writing checks he can't cash, and Theory said Ali is annoying, told him he should just quit. Ali said he has to fight for everything. He'll get back up and beat Theory for the U.S. title. Theory told him to get dressed because they're going to have a match tonight, because he doesn't want to hear another word about opportunity ever come out of his mouth. Thought all about this U.S. title four-way, basically, that we're setting up between these men.
They're making it feel incredibly important. They're making it feel like, you know, basically everybody is fighting over this title, as they should be.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think it's a great, great way to push the U.S. title and do as much with it as you possibly can, especially considering the fact that Roman has the main title and you can't have anybody wrestle for it.
No, you can't. So,
okay, so this is the perfect solution for it.
Yeah, so Austin Theory took on Mustafa Ali. Theory won by DQ when another man got involved, Dolph Ziggler, as he attacked Theory with a super kick. Mustafa then was upset with Ziggler for costing the match. They bickered, and, you know, and Theory hit the A-Town Down on Ziggler and was holding up the title. So, you know, here we are.
Here we are. So they're making it a highly competitive division, which it should be.
Yeah.
Keep it up.
It needs to be competitive. So there was all that. But one of the main things about this show was trying to determine a new number one contender for the Raw Women's Championship.
Uh-huh.
So we had Bayley come out. She said the spotlight is always on Becky when she's around, and then, you know, Becky would come out and interrupt her from the crowd, and Bayley said Lynch doesn't care about the fans. Bayley claimed that she cares about everyone. Bayley then told the fans was yelling at the fans for not caring about what she's trying to do for this company. Becky said damage control have been successful, then correct herself that 2/3 of them have been successful. Well, you know, because they're champions, while the others, well, they're not so much. Becky says she hopes Bayley wins her match so they can go one-on-one and make some history if she's woman enough to face the man. Becky would leave, Rhea would come out, because Rhea, Bayley, and Asuka would battle in a triple threat match for one of the spots in the number one contenders match, and they had a really, really good match.
They did, yes.
Which saw Bayley pin Asuka to move on.
I wouldn't mind seeing this again.
The Bayley Rhea stuff was really good.
It seemed like Rhea maybe, like, kind of effed her leg up a little bit. I don't know if she was selling or, like...
I think she was just selling.
But, like, there was a point in the match where I'm, like, looking at her and I'm like, is her leg okay?
Possibly, but I think she was ended up being fine.
I'm sure she just, like, dinged it or something. But, yeah, there was a point in this match where you're like, oh, I hope her leg is okay. But, yeah, this was really good. I enjoyed this a lot. I would not mind seeing something like this again. I thought they all three worked very, very well together. There was the nice moment between Bayley and Rhea where they had Asuka down and they're like, okay, all right, yeah, you know, yeah. And they're kind of being nice to each other. And then I think it was Rhea immediately turned on Bayley. Bayley immediately turned on Rhea.
Yeah, Bayley.
And Rhea's like, no, we're not having that. I'm sorry. And just proceeded to, like, F Bayley up.
Yeah. And then your other match was Becky Lynch, Alexa Bliss, and Nikki Cross, which was another really good match. You had Damage Control come out, take Becky out by powerbombing her through the table, allowing Alexa Bliss to become number one contender. So it's now Alexa versus Bayley next week. Should note that while Alexa was warming up backstage, Lily was back, and so was the breaking of the screen with the Wyatt logo showing up.
Mr. Wyatt is still looking at Little Miss Bliss, so we'll see. We'll see if that becomes a factor if she goes for the title or not. You know, with Bray potentially costing her something she wants, much in the same way that she cost him. Because if they're going to tell the revenge story between Bray and Alexa, I'm very, very, very curious to see how they do that and how physical it gets.
So one other note, Adam Pearce was backstage with Bobby Lashley, said, you know, I know you didn't spear Petey on purpose, and I'm not taking away your title shot, but if it happens again, well, we're going to have some serious problems to talk about, and, you know, we're going to have to fix it. Lashley told him, make sure nobody gets in my way. Nobody. So overall, Raw was pretty solid tonight. We're at a point right now where they're not ready to go full on Royal Rumble because it's a little early to do so. But they're giving us reasons to tune in, like we're creating number one contenders and stuff like that. We got a couple title matches. I mean, this was a pretty solid show tonight.
I liked the show. I thought it was good. Like you said, we're in that kind of awkward holding pattern because they don't have a pay-per-view to build to right now. Day one, hold up your finger, got canceled.
Yeah.
So they literally have probably 6 weeks to 2 months before they're putting on another pay-per-view for the main roster. So they can just kind of take their time and set some stuff up with it.
And it's a holiday, so you're not going to peak right now. They're going to build a big holiday. Like, the start of the new year is probably going to be a big show for both Raw and SmackDown. Like, SmackDown's been pretty consistent as well. But the main stuff, Raw's going to probably have a big New Year show. They have Raw 30 in January. So in January, Raw's going to be pretty good in terms of big shows and big moments. And it's going to be the kickoff to the Royal Rumble and then kickoff to WrestleMania season. And we're pretty good. And the show, like, everything they're doing on the shows makes sense. And that's a lot better than it was 6 months ago.
Yeah, that's for dang sure.
But that's our show.
That is our show.
Thursday night, we're back live at 10 p.m. Eastern with The Rack.
That's right, tune in. We'll have news, notes, a discussion. We'll figure out what we're going to talk about. It's The Rack, Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
Deadline is what we're talking about.
There you go.
Because that airs live on Saturday. Ding. Speaking of Saturday night, midnight edition, another edition of CB Radio. Check out CB Radio 15, which was on this past Saturday night. Check it out. It was a fun show had by all. CBRadioLive.com is where you can find it. Ding. WTR Sunday at Russell Talk Radio will be back this Sunday, 10 p.m. Eastern. We're back next Monday night for the Raw Post Show, 11 p.m. Eastern. It's at Wild Talk Radio on Twitter. It's facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. If you have that Amazon Prime link into your Twitch account, it's called Prime Gaming. You can support the channel just by simply clicking that purple rectangular button below the screen. Fortnite just dropped a brand new season, which means you can use creator code Rockstock or
Linz M. Ward
in the Fortnite item shop. Or, in a moment, Lindsay's going to tell you why you can use it in the Genshin Impact store. Why?
Well, one, because we're hashtag epic partners. But two, because tomorrow in Genshin, one of the most highly anticipated characters is finally hitting the shop. That's right. Scaramouche, the Wanderer, whatever you want to call him, whatever affectionate little nickname you have for him. Our favorite little gremlin is finally coming to the store. You can roll for him. You can try to get him. Godspeed to everybody that wants him. So if you're rolling for Skara, they're also dropping Farazune. And if you want to roll for Ido as well, go off. Go forth and conquer on that. But for those of you that are rolling for Skara, use creator code LINZIMWARD in the Genshin Impact store to get your crystals, to get your Prima Gems, to get your wishes, to get your Wanderers. Because like I said, I am a hashtag epic partner, and I have a funny feeling he's going to be one of the really high-selling skins, because he's only been in the game for 2 years and everybody's wanted him. And he has lore. So, here we are. But yeah, that's it. Can I plug the rest of my stuff?
Yeah.
Alright, you can also follow me on Twitter at LINZWARD, LNSWD. You can go to my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/LINZWARD, same as the Twitter. Tune in tomorrow, I will be streaming and will be spending money rolling for Skara. So come check that out, should be about 11-ish p.m. Eastern, but just tune in to Twitter for when I go live. Check out my YouTube channel, youtube.com/@symbol LINZWARD or on linzward.rackradioshow.com, or just look for LINZWARD on Twitter. I have a reaction video to one of Skara's trailers. I also have a reaction video to the Fortnite Battle Pass trailer, so check that out when you get a chance. I would appreciate it.
This has been a Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. We'll see you Thursday for Rack. Be right back here every Monday for the Raw Post Show, live across the airwaves on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
WildTalkRadio.com.